Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Final Gambit, according to the text line, is a reference to chess. How dare you bring up nerd comic book stuff, Mac?
It was in the X-Men. I even looked that up, and I'm not a comic book guy. But doing your research, you kind of find out maybe where some of these names come from and what they mean. You type in Final Gambit, X-Men pops up. It's like the first thing. Mm. I had no idea about the chess. I've never played chess in my life.
I don't know how to play.
I don't either. I do not. Wow. Yeah, I do not know how to play. Never played.
I can play backgammon. Can't play chess.
Can't play chess. Yeah. What about Mahjong? Have you ever played Mahjong? Mm-hmm. You have?
For sure, yeah.
Really?
My games are what are
Mahjong is like some like hard ass like old person game. Like they play down at the rec center there on Metcalf and like 79th every Friday at noon. So I'm going to Romeo's today because my man Bob DeWitt, speaking, one of the great horse owners in town.
Oh, cool.
Had a bunch of horses that ran at Exarban back in the day. So I always love hearing what he has to say for the Kentucky Derby because he's in the business,
yeah.
Right?
Bobby Witt's in the horse race.
He is. Bob DeWitt. Yeah, yeah. Great, great man, Bob DeWitt. One of the best of all time. And so a lot of the guys will go from the J on Friday. They go play Mahjong down at the rec center, like 79th and Metcalf over there. And so if you want to join them today, feel
Absolutely.
Free to do so.
That's great.
But, or maybe it's bridge. Either way, it's one of these games that is very complicated. Like Mahjong, I don't understand that game at all.
When you're living in Wyoming and you're brothers in Montana, you guys meet up on the weekends, you know much to do. It's Mahjong, it's drinking, it's disc golf. It's
Mahjong for two young strapping lads in the American West.
Yes.
You sat down and played Mahjong.
Yeah, of course.
I almost respect cribbage? That more than hate on it.
Cribbage you played too, huh?
Yeah, I was in cribbage club.
You guys
in middle
played
school.
Risk all weekend too?
That was in high school, man.
Oh,
yeah.
My.
Yeah.
All right. There's Green Onions, Booker T in the background. That's right. 913-586-7965. Bob, Mac as well. What athlete in their prime was not hated?
LeBron. That's pretty simple.
Whoa. What?
You think?
No. I was like
his
prime was Miami when he dropped the not one, not two, not
and
eight.
And that made me like him
hated.
Even more. Though.
Really?
Yeah.
The decision and all that?
Because I didn't find anything wrong with the decision. People wanted to be angry.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And so they found a way to be angry. Exactly. He did what was best for himself and also gave a lot of money to the Boys and Girls Club. And that always gets left on the table. Like, mm-hmm. And so was it the best thing to do? I don't know. You know, optics and everything. Like, there's a lot of stuff going on now with Shador in Cleveland, like where he's doing all these videos, going to schools and all that. Mm-hmm. And one of the hosts in Cleveland goes, I wish they didn't show this. We don't need to see this. Just go do this stuff. It doesn't need to be, you know, and then his agent got all mad at the radio host for saying that. If you have to bring a camera with you, you're not doing it for the right reasons. You're just not. Go do it like Taylor Swift does with no cameras and just sings with the kids in the hospital, right? So anyway, where am I going with this one? What was it?
Know.
Oh, LeBron. Like, I didn't hate that. I didn't hate that. Yeah. I mean, we all watched. We paid attention. It was unique. It was different. And he was the biggest guy on planet. But no, obviously he has haters.
He did.
I don't know. I don't think there's an answer to that question, Dusty. I know you said you had three. But I don't, because no matter how good you are, everybody's going to take beef with you, you know?
I saw one on the text line, but I'm curious, Dusty. Give us your three.
Barry Sanders, Ken Griffey Jr., Cal Ripken Jr.
I'm deferring to Bob. Barry Sanders is the only one where I can go, yeah, I mean, I wasn't alive, but I haven't heard one person be like, oh, Barry, blah, blah, blah.
I think the only people that don't like Barry Sanders are the ones that were mad he retired too early.
Yeah, exactly. Didn't get to watch more.
That he talked about going through a divorce on our commercials.
Yeah, that too. Yeah.
But like, no one's ever like, oh, that effing Barry Sanders. Now, again, I didn't really grow up watching Joe Montana play, but I don't really hear a lot of people that have the same energy they had for like Elway or for like Brady or even for Manning.
I think it was harder to express hate back then because there weren't outlets for people. Like, if you go back to the 80s and bring in X, formerly Twitter, into the conversation, I guarantee you somebody hates Joe Montana. You see that probably a lot, right? You probably, like, we were not allowed or didn't have the resources, however you want to put it, to express ourselves the way that we do today, which is not necessarily a good thing. And so you didn't know, like, there were haters out there for people, because how were they going to do it? Write a letter to the editor of the local paper? You know, like, that was the only way you kind of got to express yourself. So, who'd you say? Barry Sanders, Ken Griffey Jr.
And Cal.
I'm sure there are people that don't like Ken Griffey Jr. because his hat was on backwards. He was always hurt, and he beat their team. And then Cal Ripken Jr., I mean, ask Kevin Costner about that.
Yeah, I don't know. I look at like a unanimous hate. Like, you see people I'm just saying, like, yes, obviously, like, man, I hate that guy. He keeps beating my team. But it's not like a hatred that's like people hate on LeBron. People hate on Mahomes.
Oh, yeah.
People hate on Tom
Brady.
People
hated on Kobe, hated on Shaq, hated on Jordan.
My buddy John says Simone Biles.
Great one.
Yeah.
But nobody hates her.
Yeah.
It's a great
one. If you do, I don't know why.
Jerry Rice from the text line.
Oh, that's an interesting one, too. I kind of like that one.
Yep. Ryan Fitzpatrick is another fun one from the text line. Not necessarily.
I think people hate him now more as a broadcaster because he's out there more than he was as a player. As a player, like, that's a cool dude who went to Harvard, man, and he's living the great life just kind of being a vagabond. Now he's on TV. He's got birds that live in his beard. You're like, what's going on here?
A lot of people are saying Ichiro on the text line.
It's a good one. Yeah, Ichiro.
I never hated Ichiro.
How could you hate Walter? Yeah.
Sweetness, baby. Mike Trout is...
Oh, Mike Trout, yeah.
Hurt again.
he is. Somebody said OJ in his prime and Naked Gun. Nobody hated him.
Nobody hated OJ until he murdered people.
Allegedly,
right. No, it's true. I mean, it really is. Like, OJ was...
American treasure.
He was juice.
He was, like, he was God's gift to the United States. Everybody loved OJ, man. He resonated with everybody. Everybody was a fan. Everybody loved watching him play football. They loved watching him in Hertz commercials. They loved watching him in movies. Oh, he did what?
Somebody says Roger Federer had zero haters. I kind of believe that.
No,
he had haters?
No, I mean, those three. If you're a Djokovic guy, you hate Federer. If you're a Federer guy, you hate like those. And then what's the third guy?
What does the NBA got to do with this? Why do we hate Djokovic?
Roger Federer?
You said Federer, didn't you?
Federer? You said we hate Jokic.
Djokovic. Novak Djokovic. Djokovic, whatever you want to say. And there's who's the third guy?
Jimmy Connors.
Oh, Rafael.
Yeah. So if you're Jimmy a tennis Connors. Guy, you like Nadal, you hate Federer.
Yeah, fair. Somebody says Serena Williams. She got a ton of hate.
Yeah, she got a lot of hate. Yep.
She's ruining the game.
I mean, most people get the hate because people are just jealous.
Right.
And that's where the hate starts from.
Somebody says if you define prime as a quarter of a month hot streak, Jeremy Lin and Linsanity could have been a
That's good. Yeah. That is really good. His prime for 2 weeks was wild.
It was nuts, though, man, because I remember I had the article that the guy got fired for how he titled the article.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and I was like, wow, dude. Like, that's when I first realized. I was like, okay, Racism is still evidently obvious in sports, but I wanted to know about Jeremy Lin.
What do we call it? Lin Sanity?
Lin Sanity. Yes, sir. Yeah.
And that was like for 2 weeks. See what happens when the Knicks have anything remotely yes. good for a hot minute, how it changes sports. Jeremy Lin became a household name in Paducah, Kentucky, which for whatever reason, that was on my sister and I's text thread last night we can get to. But you've got people in Paducah, Kentucky, Seguin, Texas, Amarillo, Texas, Nevada, wherever. Everybody was dialed in on Jeremy Lin for that two-week period. If that happens in Phoenix, nobody's paying attention.
Would you say Michael Jordan?
No, God, no.
Okay.
He had a lot of hate from his own teammate, Scottie Pippen, who's still bitter about yes. it. Good Lord, Scottie, get over it.
Yeah, it's not his fault. His son's with your ex.
Not anymore.
They broke up.
Yeah, they broke up. She's with somebody else now.
She said she had to have sex twice a day, every day for an entire year. That's a
smash.
Okay. One I can't believe we didn't think about. I'm so mad we didn't think about this one. It's the obvious. Keanu Reeves. Nobody hates that guy. No athlete. Yeah. Absolutely. Replacements in Hardball. Great. Yeah. Great one. 913. Hardball will make you cry. Have you seen that movie?
No.
Oh. Gee, baby. R.I.P.
Have you seen Moneyball?
Yeah, I love Moneyball.
Ruined baseball.
Blake Schneider says, what about Michael Phelps? Well,
people
until he
hated
smoked
him.
Pot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
When he was fine. And then I was like, God. He smokes weed?
Yeah. Who is the swimmer that took a leak down in Brazil or wherever it was and everybody lost their
Lochte?
Minds over
yes.
that?
Yes. Ryan Lochte.
Who had the grill?
Total idiot.
He was a dope. Like, legitimately yes. dumb.
He's dumb.
Yeah, but he was good.
Rob Maloney from the 816. Great one.
Not an athlete.
Well.
I wouldn't mess with him.
Top Tech says, Jim Tomey. You should have heard my dad hear how he talked about Jim Tomey.
Really?
And that's a God-fearing Christian man.
Jim Tomey's one of the greatest human beings on earth.
He just didn't like him because he just hammered the Royals. He'd call him Thoam.
My neighbor Jeff texts me. He says, Tiger Woods in his prime.
Yeah. The only people that hated Tiger Woods were all the old men that couldn't beat him. And then that one guy that made a super racist comment about his Masters dinner, which I don't remember his name.
Yeah, who was it? Was it Fuzzy Zeller?
I think it was Fuzzy.
Yeah, I think it was Fuzzy Zeller.
Yeah, his comments were just...
Yeah,
baseball's all about the games. And the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Tiger was loved, man. He was loved.